there's so many subsets of this of the cyber mission writ large, and then even within any particular agency, you know, there are a number of components to the mission. So, you know, when you start breaking it down to what are the skills required to actually perform the mission, you know, it can get pretty cumbersome. So, you know, I've heard of agencies as they start to get into their diagnostic and development of some of these skills. You know, I'm hearing numbers anywhere between 8 skills, and I know when Booz Allen did it, we came up with 23.
23 skills, really?
Yep, 23 different skills. And then, you know, within each of those skills, you're talking about, you know, how do I define the proficiency levels? So what is, you know, entry, intermediate, and expert proficiency
do you end up
look like?
Delineating those out, breaking those down, because it seems like that's a lot of skills for any one person to have.
Right. So very good point. I think that, you know, we look at these at the organization level, and so then you have to kind of map those skills, you know, the combinations of some subset of them into individual role expectations.
Your report delves into a number of the challenges that face the federal cybersecurity workforce issue, and there are a bunch of them. And I wanted to tick off a couple of them. One of them is the pipeline, bad pipeline coming in. We feel like the oil slick guys. you don't have enough people coming down the pipeline.
Well, I think that's true, and actually, you know, again, it gets back to the definitions a little bit. I don't mean to harp on that too much, but, you know, I think we need to know what we're asking for before we can identify, you know, what the level of pipeline is to meet those expectations. And so once we can better define that, I think we can look at the pipeline in a little bit different way. I think many organizations, in private and public sector both, are kind of looking at, you know, the up-and-coming talent. So, you know, who are the folks in college and in high school even, you know, who are demonstrating a proficiency in securing networks and, you know, programming and that kind of thing, systems analysis. That's all good. The problem is the threat is, you know, here and now.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we look at, we've done a couple of studies for organizations kind of across the government. And as we look at their requisitions, which is, you know, job number one in any of these engagements, you know, we're finding that, you know, anywhere between 30% and 50% of the requisitions are for manager level talent or above. Hmm. So how do you find those people? And, you know, helping organizations figure out, you know, the right marketing vehicles to use, the right professional industry organizations to kind of go to and develop relationships with. That's an important step in trying to find the right passive candidates to bring into your organization and stand up that cyber capability.
I think it's good that you're harping on that subject of connecting this pipeline to the definitions, because I'm not sure people often pay attention to defining what we're actually looking for. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to start with who you have in the organization. So cyber is a mission. The components of the cyber mission are not largely new, right? But it's the integration of those components that can be new and a challenge. So, you know, the way that we did it at Booz Allen was we kind of went out and we, through a series of focus groups, interviews, and online surveys, we touched, you know, probably 1,000 people doing cyber-related work across the firm. And, you know, kind of gather their input on, you know, what are the requirements that you're seeing you need to complete, you know, your work. And don't be focused, by the way, on the things that you have in terms of skills to bring to the table, but think about, you know, in an ideal world, what would this, you know, team be comprised of? And from there, we started to dissect then and go through the iterative process to kind of agree on language to use, again, that we could use to define, you know, what not only requirements of work, but map those back to requirements of people, and then map those back to requirements of people by level.
One of your other findings was that there seems to be a bit of a disconnect between the frontline hiring managers and then just the general government HR specialists. Describe what that means.
So, you know, and again, the report was based on information as of about a year ago. I actually think that there's been some progress on that in the course of the past year.
Great.
At least in some of the clients that I've been talking to. But which is good, because it's easier to address than some of the other challenges. But a lot of this is, you know, fast. It's driven out of the fast pace that the government is requiring, you know, HR organizations to onboard, identify and onboard new candidates into the flow. You know, so when things are moving fast and the mission is evolving quickly, you're trying to find and capture as many people as possible into your own organization and agency. You know, that's a tough time to be sitting down and, you know, taking a time out and saying, let's make sure we really have these requirements well articulated and scoped.
Yeah.
But again, I think there has been some progress made, and actually those conversations, you know, probably unwittingly, they're going down the road of starting to identify, you know, that common language for that given entity.
One of your other areas that it's and I think there's been progress made, or at least attempt of progress made, is the complex process and the rules and the just almost Byzantine process to actually get hired for a federal job.
Yes, certainly, and you know, I know that OPM has done some things to try to remove some of those barriers. You know, our main message in that report on that topic was don't let the process, for which, you know, most agencies have very little control, don't let that, you know, prohibit you from making progress in other areas. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you kind of take the pipeline, you know, from, you know, candidate application until, you know, the generation of a cert from which you make hiring decisions. You kind of take that in isolation and you say, okay, so how do we increase the effectiveness of the pipeline on the front end, you know, so we get better quality people coming through, better matched to our real expectations, you know, in the first place. And then how do you make sure that once they get there, that they're onboarded and they're given a career path that's meaningful to them? So you keep them.
The report makes a number of recommendations, and we won't have time to go through them all, and we'll have the report linked up on DorbeckInsider.com. But this one I just really loved. Invest in management skills, too. It's not enough to recruit and retain individuals with technical cybersecurity expertise. Agencies also need to focus on developing a cadre of managers with the skills to effectively lead a multi-sector cybersecurity workforce. A lot of important stuff in those 20 words.
Yes, but you're exactly right. I mean, it is going to be the key differentiator, I think, if you fast forward, you know, 2-3 years from now, as agencies really start to scale up the analysts in their cyber team. You know, that is going to be the key factor. I think it's been proven time and again, and not just within the IT community, but, you know, beyond the IT community and any kind of in-demand professional cadre, you know, manager effectiveness is really the driver for retention, as well as training and development, you know, to be sure. But, you know, I think one of the things that we look at is, you know, you got to kind of distill cyber skills across basically three spectrums. And one of them is, you know, anybody who's on the network. The second one is, you know, anybody who's in the profession, you know, that their daily job is embedded in doing cyber work, and that there's a combination of core skills that, you know, all cyber professionals need to have, and then, you know, job-specific deep dive skills. And the third is, you know, what do the leaders and managers need to have? And that's a combination of, again, you know, maybe that some of the core skills, but also some of the managerial skills that maybe get a little more emphasized in the cyber mission context. So, for example, I think we're, you know, one of the things that we look at is, you know, how effective is this leader at oral and written communication, at collaboration, at even negotiation skills.
Mm.
When you've got a multi-agency mission footprint, and then, you know, you factor on top of that the need for private and public sector coordination and collaboration, some of these skill sets really get pronounced in terms of their impact on the effectiveness of the overall, you know, scope of work that the team's trying to accomplish.
And at least in everything that I've seen over the years, it's almost impossible to underestimate the impact that your boss has on how much you like work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, their ability to, you know, articulate, you know, what's the classic what's next for me kind of conversation, you know, with this cadre of individuals, that's, you know, incredibly important. And in particularly in a high-tech environment,
yeah.
What we've always found is that, you know, you got to be able to make sure that you're communicating to folks that they're going to keep their skills razor sharp over time, not just today.
Well, and this area seems, the last couple years because of the recession, government been a little bit in the cat seat in terms of hiring people. They haven't had to reach out as much because a lot of people come into them. This area, they have had to reach out to folks. This is more competitive. And at least me, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong, seems like it's only going to get more competitive as we move forward.
I think that's right. I mean, you know, because the threat will continue to evolve, And this isn't a static kind of a thing. It's not like a lot of the other professions that are out there. So, you know, once you learn accounting rules, for example, you kind of got them, right?
Yeah.
In the cyber world, as the threat evolves, you need people who can evolve with it and even ahead of it. And so, you know, that's a combination of, you know, hard technical skills and some soft skills that, you know, can kind of look at relationships and different ways of you know, one threat versus another, and be able to kind of evolve to those new threats.
One of your last recommendations is, in addition to enhancing current efforts to streamline federal hiring process, OPM should give agencies even greater flexibilities. Are you satisfied? Is OPM just not gone far enough? Should they go even farther?
Well, I mean, I think they're taking a lot of the right steps. You know, I mean, I think some of the hiring authorities have been granted recently to various agencies, and then overall, you know, I think are definitely in the right direction. I mean, when you can allow agencies to be able to evaluate candidates off of a resume, for example, that's a good thing. It just helps expedite the process. But you know, I think again, it's not just on OPM. I think it's you know, also on agencies to make sure that they are, you know, doing all the little things that will help them be successful in their candidate exploration efforts. And so, you know, some agencies have active outreach programs. Again, not just, you know, into the pipeline, but to include that, you know, entry point into the pipeline, but then also while you're in the pipeline, you know, they reach out and they tag into candidates regularly. And I know OPM just recently released some standards that they'd like to see in terms of that, you know, through, you know, automated means, you know, perhaps, but you know, it's got to be even more than that, because what we're talking about here is, you know, could be in some cases a multi-month process when you factor in clearances and the like as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really got to make sure that these folks who are in such high demand know that you're an important asset to them, and that's coming through in every touch point that you have with them.